Hello everybody, hope you're all doing well. I will start anytime now, just wait, give us a second. Yeah, it's been a wild week so far with the market catching up. I think we're having some technical difficulty. All right, guys, we're having some technical difficulty, you know. Twitter is doing Twitter. So I guess I might have to start for now. Yeah, so let's start for this week. So it's been a funny and interesting week so far. So let's see, we have IBC. So we have some interesting news about IBC. So just so you know, Cosmoras V2 is live, and it brings a lot of major improvement to the developer around the Cosmos. So it's really, really great to see. We also have Toki Finance, who is working with some core developer on data chain. So they just made like a framework to onboard financial institution like bank back stable coin into Cosmos. So the adoption of IBC is growing every day and every day. We also have the union, they are utilizing a ZK messages with some kind of like a EVM to connect to IBC. So soon you, for anybody who know anything about ZK, it's a zero proof knowledge. So soon, hopefully we will be able to have that with IBC. So pretty interesting. So let's move to the Cosmos Hub. So as you may know, the Cosmos Hub just celebrated the 5 years anniversary. So it's been 5 years. I can't believe it. Time offline passed really fast. And also for the Osmosis side, they just had a partnership coming to life with Astroport. So now we should see more alignment between these two protocols. It's going to be interesting to see how that's going to play out in the upcoming future. And for the Juno side.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Oh, Trig, you're back.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. For some reason, Twitter was rugging my other account, so I just switched over. I've got the Cleve Media's running on my phone, so sorry if the mic isn't as good on this, but I guess I can just run with it on here.
Yeah, you're good. So why don't you touch a little bit on Juno? We can. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Juno comms department is now pushing out all community calls to Spotify to increase accessibility for the community to keep updated with what's going on. So that's pretty fun. If you've been wanting to listen in on the community calls, feel free to check out the Spotify account to stay updated. And there's also a community proposal discussion happening this Friday on the Discord, the Juno community Discord, to talk about the proposal for a community-owned DEX on Juno. So definitely, check that out. It's a pretty interesting discussion. So we will provide links up after the show for, you know, following along with that. But if you want to get involved in the discussion, definitely jump in the Discord on Friday. I'll run through this bit on the Stargaze liquidity, and then maybe you can talk about what Atlas DAO's got going on Stargaze. So Stargaze recently launched their liquidity DAO, which is a community organization with the goal of promoting liquidity growth for the Stars ecosystem. They had put a proposal up for the Osmosis community to partner with them for increasing the protocol-owned liquidity of the Stars USD pool on Osmo. The Osmo community wasn't sure they were interested. They didn't jump on that proposal right away. So the liquidity DAO is transitioning to a secondary approach for building that protocol-owned liquidity by tapping into the ST Osmo that the Stargaze community pool has to use as collateral to mint USK, which can be swapped for USDC and then paired with Stars on Osmo. So there is lots of discussion going on around this. We'll put out a bunch of links after the show, as always. So follow along our Twitter account, get those links, follow along the discussion, share your input, and see where it goes. Jacob, you want to tell us a little bit about what Atlas DAO has been doing?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be an exciting week for us as a project. So we're launching Atlas DAO, that's us. So we're launching a peer-to-peer NFT loan and an on-chain raffle on Stargaze in the next few days. So it's going to get really busy on Stargaze. Can't wait to see all the DeGen action that will come out of that for all Stargaze and NFT enthusiasts. So all NFT fans out there, so get ready to rumble.
That's awesome.
So why don't you talk and let us know what's going on in the EVM land.
Yeah, so we've got Injective is connecting their in EVM system to Layer Zero's messaging layer. So there will be increased EVM to IBC connectivity on their in EVM rollup. In EVM is a rollup on the Injective chain for hosting the Ethereum virtual machine. So that's a pretty interesting expansion of their system, adding Layer Zero messaging. On Kava, we've got the WAGMI group, which is the Popsicle Finance team, which people might remember from the last bull run. They've been actively building on Kava. They just recently passed a governance proposal to launch their leverage tools on chain. So Kava is getting additional leverage capabilities utilizing the WAGMI group. On Evmost, we've got another interesting new feature. So they are launching the unified token experience, which will enable native token representation on the Evmost chain for any and all IBC-enabled tokens. So previously, if you were bringing IBC-enabled tokens onto Evmost, you had to wrap them to make them compatible with the chain. But with the new infrastructure layer that Evmost is building, it will remove that need for wrapping. So wrapped or unwrapped tokens, they'll all be kind of seen as the same on chain. So that's an exciting new introduction to a unified token experience. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how that rolls out. Do you want to jump in on some of the other EVM news?
Yeah, you stop it at Celestia, right? On Evmos. So yeah, I can touch a little bit about Celestia. So Celestia right now, you know the whole thing with Celestia, the modular narrative, you know, it's going up like wildfire now, in all of crypto. So it's a good chain to take a look at and see what's going on there. And we also have Dimension. They just partner with Encode Club to sponsor the first roll-up app on Hackathon, so to develop new roll-up development kit. So if you're a developer and you're listening, it's a good place to go and dev out and build what you would like. And as for the Polymer chain, the Polymer lab testnet is live, and they already had 15,000 channel open already for the first week. So things are going crazy now for the, as we could say, the next bull market. But who knows? So what's going on Check? I know that's one of your favorite chain, not your favorite, but like one of the chain you talk a lot about.
Oh yeah, it's easy to say it's one of my favorites. I love what they're building. So Check recently partnered with the Digital Social ID project to bring on-chain reputation support into the Creds ecosystem, which is going to be fantastic. If you've been following along with Creds, they've been building an attestation service for Web3 enabled projects. And they've been focusing on a very abstracted approach of building credentials for participants. And this new partnership with Digital Social ID is going to expand their on-chain reputation support tremendously. So I'm super excited about this, being able to provide credentials for on-chain activity. Like if somebody participates in a DeFi tool or participates in governance on a certain chain, that on-chain activity can now be utilized to inform credentials that are issued on chain. So great new steps forward for the decentralized digital social identification process that we're building towards. Also, Check is promoting accessible education through a new Check Cast initiative. They are bringing digestible learning directly into your social feed to help understand what they're building. So if you're still a little bit confused about Check, hit up their hashtag CheckedCast, and we'll share a link to one of them after the show so you can see what we're talking about. But just little quick, easy, accessible learning experiences that are being shared from the Check team, which is great to see. And kind of along the same lines, we've got the Omniflix team recently featured Crypto Dungeons. It's a project that is building like a D&D style on-chain engagement protocol. So really interesting to see what they are doing. And so there's Omniflix hosted a space recently. We'll share a link to that where they dive deep into, you know, how they're building this process, this project, and then also like what kind of tools they're using between like Omniflix and DAODAO and, you know, all these other functionalities that they get into. So it's a great exploration of how to apply the blockchain tools that are being built and how to use them to, you know, come up with an idea that the community wants to engage with. So I definitely recommend checking out that. It's a good listen. Learn a little bit about what's going on chain. We've also got, so Neutron has been working with DAODAO pretty extensively, and DAODAO has been dogfooding their own tool pretty heavily in this process. So the Neutron Grant DAO has just recently put up a prop to finalize their payment to DAODAO for completing their grant submission for providing the DAO tooling that was necessary for the Neutron Grant to DAO to exist. And so it's another great example of how on-chain tools are enabling functionality. Great that DAODAO is able to use their own process, their own tool that they've built to enable this new kind of grant funding potential on-chain. So it's really exciting to see the Neutron Grant DAO and how it's been able to expand utilizing this DAODAO functionality. And on to additional roll-up excitement. So we've got Chihuahua Chain recently launched a meme coin roll-up on Dimension. It's Dogmond. Hey-yo! Dogmond, the Diamond Dog Chain. So if you're interested in meme coins and roll-ups, I definitely would recommend checking that out. Jacob, you want to tell us a little bit about some other activities going on chain?
Yes, we have an Archway. We have AstroVault. They are bringing kudos to Archway. So, if you own some kudos, you can always go there and like provide liquidity on AstroVault, which is in our upcoming DEX building on Archway. Also, we have Kujira. They just released the info on the revenue converter. This is like a programmable contract that will aggregated the multitude of Delph's reward. So there's the word. So in Kuji, you do receive rewards from a lot of different tokens. So they just added that functionality where you'd be able to dust all that into Kuji or some other points that you would like. And I do believe that would bring some happiness to some Kuji holders, you know. We also have the Migaloo chain. So they will be transitioning to Burning Fee in the next few days. So I'm looking forward to see how that's going to play out for the chain. And also the Migaloo just voted to activate the Osmosis Alliance. So that will be happening by supporting the AMP Osmo in Aries protocol. So take a look on that. If you're like an on-chain guy, we'd love to see everything happening. So check that out. Why don't you talk a little bit about Andromeda? They've been doing some building lately.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about Andromeda lately. They've been pushing towards some interesting launches on mainnet. So there's a space coming up, I believe this Friday, and they are bringing on Mito Finance and Crypto Danny to talk about the mainnet launch of their AOS, the Andromeda operating system that they're building on chain. And they'll be diving into all the other activities and the partnership with Mito Finance. So if you if you've been hearing some chatter about Andromeda and you want to find out what the scoop is, follow along after the show. We'll get you a link to that space so you can set a reminder. And this Friday, you will get all the information downloaded right into your brain. On to Careem. So thanks to Articulate, we've got news from Careem. They have recently gotten XRP officially connected to the IBC ecosystem. So if you are an XRP fan, that is tremendously exciting news. Careem's been working pretty hard collaborating with XRP. So great to get them into the IBC family. On to additional IBC news. So Akash has been really actively working lately. Great to see all of the expansion the Akash ecosystem has been experiencing. So they have a proposal up right now for the Akash Accelerate. Is a it's a proposal for the first Akash Summit to be hosted by Akash to bring in key project leaders in the decentralized AI space and really dive into kind of the products that what Akash is building as a platform and then what kind of products are engaging with that to, you know, build useful tools for people to engage with. So definitely excited to see how that proposal goes. I would be surprised if it didn't get approved, but it'll be a lot of work to put that on. So Akash is really stepping up into, you know, what the necessary things that need to be done to push Akash forward in this ecosystem. The decentralized AI space is definitely heating up. I mean, AI in general is going crazy. So they're positioning themselves well. And as a reward for that, they are receiving attention in the form of things like Coinbase has added Akash to their asset listing roadmap. So, you know, the exposure for Akash token is definitely increasing as they expand into more of the decentralized AI ecosystem. On the same note, with the decentralized AI ecosystem, we've got Fetch. They recently announced their new compute platform, and they have released the details on the airdrop criteria. They are going to be discussing it, I believe, in a space coming up this week. So we will have the link to that after the show. You can follow along, get that reminder. Lots of important spaces coming up this week, so it'll be a busy time, but thankfully, as long as X doesn't rug us, usually the recordings are available to listen to after the fact. So definitely get those links after the show and see what's up with Fetch on their new compute platform. If you've been staking Fetch, you're probably eligible for some of the new tokens. And we also have Fetch hosting a space with Bosch Global to discuss the recent Bosch Connected Hackathon results. So if you're interested in what that Bosch-sponsored hackathon produced in terms of AI agents from the Fetch network, check out that space and they will give you the scoop. Do you want to jump in on some more news?
Yeah, so I can touch a little bit about Origin. Yeah, so Oracion just released a new AI bot for chat. So you could say a chat bot to help them with the community onboarding. And also Oracion just upgraded their chain. So now they have a 1 second block time. So that's pretty fast, I think. And also the Lava network, they had a problem on Archway that didn't go through in a sense. So now they are going to the drawing board after some feedback from the community. So you'll most likely hear from them with a prep after they put all the feedback into consideration. And also from Kive Network, they just added a pop live to create a data data pool for Celestia to archive the chain, you could say. But yeah, so we also have one more news on the leak. Actually, two more news to share with you guys. We have the persistence, the liquid staking hub. They just posted a blog, so you could dive deeper into the risk taking topic. So how do you get exposure to BTC, Babylon, and Babylon testnet, and how to bring security to persistent network? So if you love to read, it's a good blog to read, and I do believe Trig or Cleo Medis will share all that after the space. And not for last, but we have Noble with USDC that went live on Injective. So for all the USDC guy out there, it's good now you can have that on Injective. Yeah, and I think that's the last one we have for today, unless you got something else that I'm missing.
Yeah, that's seems like it sums it up pretty well. Thank you everybody for hanging in there. Sorry for the technical difficulties at launch. That was really confusing, but we powered through it and we got through the news. As just a reminder, make sure on your way out, hit the likes and retweets to get us up there in the algorithm, and also follow along Cleo Medias, because we will make links to everything that we discussed. So if you want to learn more about it, you can follow up yourself and do your own research on it. We will be hosting this again next week for the IBC News Weekly Update. Make sure that throughout the week, if you see something hot that you want to hear us talk about, hit that hashtag IBC News and we will notice it. Appreciate everybody's support along the way, and get the word out there. We will be doing this every week, keeping you guys updated. All right, thanks a lot.
Nice. I'm gonna tell you something. When the world starts to get really bad, and these mugs out here robbing, you gonna love digital currency.
All these motherfuckers, they be running and gunning, and I'm all like, I'm sitting back just having fun in the sun, and then I'm like 1 out of 100, I'm just building abundance of some of everything we built during the last 100 upsets. You're getting salty, feeling faulty, you ain't no man. I keep robo here, grinning ear to ear, throwing up anarchy, smoking toiletries, spitting philosophies. Look at the dossier, we rack like geology. There's layers to this shit, like it's sedimentary. All these little onion peels getting torn off and buried. Imagine the smell, that shit is a vital experience. Without no and how you will not survive, period.
He's a fucking trip, man.
Jimmy, if you listen to this, right, you're getting absolutely fucking ripped to death, like on a spaceship of life, you little troglodyte bastard. I hope you fucking listen, I hope you come to my house, son. I swear to God, man, I've got fucking loads of weapons and mad dogs, man. You're just a little laugh, man. Go on, fuck off, man. Go on, fuck off. Harmony. No, no, the wonder you're looking for a fucking job. You fucking idiot. You've just been fucking up with this. Fuck off.
Try to change the course of the portion philosophy. I'm just here for the corporation sponsored lobotomy. Feels like I won the lottery, like I'm ghost in this pottery. Chill, Demi, more the shit's supposed to be haunting. If it wasn't ain't no puzzle, you would try to train your muscle. Airdropping like a fatal hustle, but the pay is bustin'. Think of all the loss accrued just to pick up off the truth. Because I'm not figured all those sub-downs would make up for something. I guess it just goes to show, the fuck do I know? At least it's quiet over here, I like my little silo. It's better than watching them fight over how to divide my time between sitting at the desk and the ride home. Devs at Mickey D's, they leeching off that Wi-Fi. Zapdos and Mole, they shipping more than five guys. Console open, waiting for the kamikaze. When the flash phones bang, they're feeling like paparazzi. Snapshot motherfuckers. We got layers, meteor, jawbreaker. We cracking a lot of craters. We rapping a lot of pay dirt, maxing out relayers. Imagine the smell, $5 wrench to your Darth Vader.
it's really funny to us at Binance that everyone here is talking about blockchain attack. We know who all the validators are. We know where they live, and we're going to their house. We're going with a wrench, a big wrench, and we will attack them with the wrench, and then we will take their validator node physically and put it in a truck and drive it to China.
Right. So this is an extension of the activities you performed on BTC, right? Funding and creating these massive Bitcoin mines, putting them in caves, putting them in factories that were abandoned in the past, and also using electromagnetic pulse bombs to detonate the USA and the other country mines, right? So you're now applying this strategy to Lung in order to take over the chain, is that correct?
It's more simple. There's no EMP bomb. It's just a van of men in balaclava, and they have wrench. And they're taking the physical validators from people's houses. They are usually very fat, and they're usually in the shower with trying to wash their mice droppings off their clothes. So it's very simple. We just walk in and we take it. But if there is someone who is sitting at the computer or sleeping at the computer, we hit them with the wrench really, really hard. And then they say, stop. Don't do that again. And we say, that's okay. Just give us your validator node, and then they give it to us and we drive it to China.
China Spaces.